Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Let me ask, why do you study the Bible? And no, the answer is not a given. If you took the time to honestly sort through your thoughts, what would your answer be? That is what each of us must find out if the words of God are to have their intended effect in our lives. This week we are going to look at barriers to effective Bible study. I have a list of about 15 or so, and the list is growing. Some of them overlap, some are more obvious, but they all seem to share at least three traits: blinding pride, a lack of faith, and a lack of experience. Of these three, possibly a lack of experience is the most telling. You probably think I am speaking of a lack of experience in studying the Word of God, but I'm not. I'm speaking of a lack of experiencing the presence of God, tasting His goodness and grace, trusting God for life, and knowing how He comes through for His people. Peter writes this, 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3, "Be full of desire for the true milk of the Word, as babies at their mother's breasts, so that you may go on to salvation, if you have had a taste of the grace of the Lord." The psalmist writes, Psalm 34, 8, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him." In our text, we see that Peter exhorts his listeners to be full of desire for the true milk of the Word. The more you experience God as you live His words, the less desire you have to rationalize and make excuse. All, or at least most of us, can remember a preacher calling us to, "Thus saith the Lord." I can just about hear Vance Havner or J. Vernon McGee, "Thus saith the Lord." This was not some clever preaching device for these men. They knew the reward of obedience, that tasting is trusting and trusting is tasting. How do you drink the milk? You trust God in obedience. What word of obedience might you be struggling with that is keeping you from experiencing a taste today of the presence of God? Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.